Eita, 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 olande ipiko Zimbabwe omuhle. You are tuned into Live Talk, The Connection. Nasi, muswa 22 January 2019. Welcome to Chirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki, uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Our youth program, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets to tackle anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Alright, ontanga Zimbabwe omuhle tinogamuchira emchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Last week ontanga here on The Connection uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, we tackled the internet issue eZimbabwe. Sibone uhulumende esecitsha ubulembu bokulibazisa ubulembu obe internet. That's the issue that we tackled, and then of course for those that didn't have much knowledge as to why our government had turned off the internet, this of course was following protest eyaqala ngomhlaka 14 January apotakaona masangano akasiyana siyana abo this flag abo ZCTU organizing a protest, and sibone abantu abasakhulayo bephuma ngobuningi babo beyotshengisela. Now after shutting down the internet izolo, we heard ama courts eZimbabwe sithi lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende was illegal. So, of course, they had to turn the internet back on. So now, ontanga focusing on udaba lokutshengisela, ngiyaye yekuratidzira. We saw last year in August, sibone abantu abayi 6 bebulawa after ama protests ayenzakala. Sabona abaningi beshawa, abantu abaningi were injured. And of course, we saw a lot of property being destroyed. That was the same story that was told ngomhlaka 14 January last week. Lapho sabona iningi. Thus far, since the 14th of January, sesibone abantu abayi 12 who have been confirmed ukuthi sebeshonile. Sesibone abantu abedlula 400 who have been arrested. And of course, the story continues on and on and on. So lamhlanje kuhlelo, we want to be talking about the protests in Zimbabwe. We've seen a lot of young people at the forefront of these protests. So what I'm trying to understand is, first of all, nina abantu abasakhulayo, imi sebantu bechidiki, you the youth of Zimbabwe, what exactly is your target? What exactly is your goal? What exactly is your aim? When you go out there in the streets and you're saying, okay, ngiyotshengisela, I'm going to protest, what exactly are you looking to get out of this? Especially bearing in mind the fact that there's a possibility ukuthi kulabantu abazashona, kulabantu abazakhahlamezwa, a lot of people might be hurt, a lot of property may be broken. What exactly are you trying to get out of this? Plus 1-202-619-2077 is the number to call. We're also broadcasting, of course, on radio on our 4930 shortwave frequency and other frequencies. Ontanga sikhona njalo ku Facebook, emakhasini ethu amathathu, sikhona ku VOA Ndebele, Tripopa VOA Shona, and we're there on VOA Studio 7. We're also on our three web pages, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com. Kodwa ontanga singakangeni kuhlelo before we get into today's program, let me give you guys a little taster of what we have in tune for you today. Check it out. Yebo, yebo, Zimbabwe omuhle, wathi silitshengise phela ukuthi lamhlanje kuhlelo, what exactly do we have in store for you? So pay attention, let's check it out.
Tonight on The Connection, we talk to young people about the protests that have happened in Zimbabwe, which have led to loss of lives and property being destroyed. Are protests the way to garner the government's attention? Have they generated the desired result? Tell us what you think. Plus 1-202-619-2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join tonight's program. You're tuned in to The Connection on Studio 7.
Hey, ontanga manzwa ka nyairimo muchirongwa nhasi tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki chirongwa cheku studio 7 chakanangana nekuzeya nyaya dzinoenderana nevana vechidiki ndisati vana chete asi vanhu vechidiki nekuti mukati vana mungotaurawo nevana vechidiki saka nhasi muchirongwa tiri kutaurawo nyaya yekuratidzira kuri kuitika kuZimbabwe takaonawo last week zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakabuda vakanoratidzira mumigwagwa ukowo kuZimbabwe takanzwa takaonawo sangano reZCTU tikaonawo anana this flag vachibudawo mumigwagwa vachinoratidzirawo nevanhu vechidiki vekuZimbabwe thus far takanzwawo kuti pane vanhu 12 vakaurawa so far umwe waripo wechidiki anonzi Kevin Choto muchaonawo video yake tikaonawo tanzwawo zvekare kuti pane vanhu vanopfuura 400 vari mujeri thus far saka chatiri kudonzwa kubva kwamuri mhuri yedu yekuZimbabwe imi nemaondero yenyu kuratidzira uku kuri kuitwawo nevanhu kuZimbabwe especially vanhu vechidiki kuri kubatsira here ndicho chinhu chaita kuti hurumende ateerere zvichemo zvevechidiki here pindai muchirongwa tikuru kurese vanawo vechidiki zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe +12026192077 ndiyo nhamba yekutifonera munogonawo kunyora macomments paFacebook page edu saka tichamaverenga macomments yilo ludavo lukone kutwini namhlanje ontanga siyalamukela lonke kuhlelo labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove namhlanje kuhlelo we are talking about ukutshengisela okwenziwa ngabantu abatsha eZimbabwe ngeviki edlule sibone abantu abatsha bephuma ngobuningi babo beyotshengisela emgwaqweni sibone njalo inhlanganiso yeZCTU Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions njalo inhlanganiso ezijeneyo ezigoqela hashtag this flag yona ekhokhelwa ngumfundisi Evan Mawarire bonke babe khona abetshengisela as a result of ukutshengisela lokho sibone iproperty enengi was destroyed sibone njalo thus far abantu abedlula 12 sekuzitha abedlula abantu abayi 12 that have been confirmed dead and sesibone njalo abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezi 400 beboshiwe ontanga ngenani kuhlelo tell us is it worth it tell us do you think ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo lokhu kutshengisela ukwenziwa ngabantu abatsha eZimbabwe kuyasiza na +12026192077 yoli nombolo yokusixhuma khona but ontanga singakahambi kude before we go far we're still talking about indaba lena we're still talking about nyaya we're still talking about the issue of how many people have been confirmed dead in Zimbabwe amongst them is a young 22-year-old football player young man Kevin Choto, who had his whole future ahead of him. Before we get into today's topic, let's take a look at what happened to Kevin Choto. Noti yaya captain wedu famba zvakanaka
just the revolution that took away his life from he was not involved in any kind of politics and that on that festival day he was just going to see what was happening on the highway then I think the person was not involved he was in MPC at the base he was just a footballer and the sad story he was just this week this coming week he was sent to South Africa he was invited for trial thing
Yebo, Libonile. Young Kevin Choto, 22-year-old young gentleman, recently lost his life due to the protests that happened. Well, ontanga, we're streaming live sikona ku radio on our 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz. Sikona njalo on our three web pages, www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com. We're also there on www.voazimbabwe.com. For our Facebook fanatics, Lababas Tandayo, sikona ku Facebook on our three Facebook pages voashona.com sikonanjalo ku voandebele.com tilipo zvekare pa voastudio7.com. Let's get chatting on Tanga. Write your comments in the comment section or give us a call in the studio. +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call, or text us on WhatsApp +1 202 465 0318. Ndiyo number yekutifonera. Pindai muchirongwa. All right, Ntanga, well, masikhubekele phambili singena kuhlelo lamhlanje. Joining me in studio, Ntanga, to help me discuss issue lena protest eZimbabwe. Sibone abantu abasakhulayo sengishilo. We've seen the consequences of the protests that are happening. Joining me in studio to help me discuss this issue is a good friend of mine, Zimbabwean young gentleman, studies in America, PhD student, Kelvin Mandula. Kelvin.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Nice to be here, Mike.
Usungenile kuhlelo.
Indeed.
So, ngevike edlule sibone abontanga bephuma ngobuningi babo thakawona uzwekhari masangano akasiyana sana. We've seen the heads of different organizations about Japheth Moyo, abaphasa abantu abasakhulayo, like young people who are constantly protesting. For example, a youth activist, uJapheth, Sing City Japheth, uJosphat Mzacangulube, ngale kobulawayo, who have all been arrested due to these protests. Are these protests helping abantu abasakhula?
It's really unfortunate that this is the way we have to go. When this government came in, the president, Mnangagwa, one of the things he kept saying, he's a listening president.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to end up having to express as young people our views in this loud manner, a destructive manner,
mm-hmm.
Really shows that either somebody's not listening.
Mm-hmm.
By rights, issues of fuel increase, wages, etc., should have been discussed at a policy level or taken to parliament and they debate, and we come out at least having expressed the people's views.
Mm-hmm.
When people take to the streets as a blunt instrument,
mm-hmm.
it leads to loss of life, as you can mm-hmm. see, destruction of property, people have lost their businesses. It has unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But what other choice, you ask, do young people have mm-hmm. at this stage to express themselves, to really grab the government's attention?
But is this something that's beneficial for abantu abasakhulayo? This is not the first time that young people have gone out in their masses, protested, and of course the result, unfortunately, like I said, happened in August. We saw abantu abayi 6 killed. This year we've seen 12 thus far killed.
It's not beneficial, Mike, because to me it's becoming a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And this government response, heavy-handed with live ammunition, mm-hmm. is also becoming a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a negative development as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the new dispensation should have been that we think and we debate policy before we move ahead.
Mm-hmm.
This government doesn't seem to do so. It's very reactionary in the way it's doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And always policy reversals. Tuli cuts wages, and then he puts them back up again mm-hmm. for cushioning. Clearly is not a clear line of thinking and forcing people to then have to go way of protest. It's not helping our youth
mm-hmm.
To be exposed to such things. I saw young school children,
mm-hmm.
Primary school children, mm-hmm. barefoot running.
Out there.
What does it do to the mentor to be exposed to such things?
Mm-hmm.
Their teachers being assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
Our grandmothers. It's very uncultural.
Mm-hmm.
Chayo mamas, chayo koko.
Mm-hmm.
O koko crying at the feet of police officers. Mm-hmm. These are things we thought we had done away with. Neskat Sabo Smith,
yeah.
We are seeing them returning again to our landscape.
So, kahle abontanga bona kumele bayenzeni njengoba enye, like I said, I was using an example from Mnumzane uJosphat Mzacangulube. He's one of the youth that I actually spoke to before he got arrested, and funny enough,
right.
When I spoke to him on Thursday, he said, I'm in a mic, and I'm hiding. And if I don't make it, because he was one of the people that I had invited, but he obviously hasn't made it, and he told me, I won't make it, I'll get arrested. Now, Mzaca yena uthi he feels as though ukutshengisela is the only way. He feels like he's at war. Uthi
yes.
He has to fight for his next meal. Uthi he has to fight for whatever he feels is necessary or that some people feel should be given to the youth.
Yes.
What is supposed to happen?
Well, it's unfortunate when you are dealing with a government which doesn't really voluntarily give up democratic space to its citizens.
Mm-hmm.
you have to go this route. It happens the world over. Here in this country where we are, when we talk of civil rights, they had to fight for those rights in the very same way, with water cannons, with dogs biting them. In our neighbors to the south, in South Africa, it was the same way. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in Zimbabwe, we are also forcing our citizens to go the same way. It's a painful, it's an unnecessary path, and in this day and age, where we expect our leaders to really understand certain issues without having to be pulled by the ear by the citizen. So it's unfortunate, for, and really, any life that is lost, it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary waste of life for young people like we just saw Kevin, for things which, if it was a listening government, they would really, even if they cannot resolve the issue immediately, but by words and at least outlining a plan, people can go back to work saying they are working on, like we saw with the doctors. They can go back and say at least they heard us and they are working on something. This is, I think, would have been a better response.
Uge wathi lapho uMongameli, when he was in action trying to get, attain ama votes, uThembisile uZulu, he promised vanhu achiti aiwa ina hanguchi ndikava mutungamiriri wenyika, I will be a listening president. In your opinion, do you feel like vaMnangagwa is being a listening president?
Not at all. Not at all. Or at least who he listens to, it appears, is not the people of Zimbabwe. He has a constituency which is not us, the people on the street, certainly not us as young people. Because what are our aspirations are not being prioritized by this government. He went to Russia recently, and I was listening to what he has agreed with the Russians. Modernization of the military. This is not things which help us to become a middle-income country and for our young people. So our issues are not prioritized. He listens to other people, but it's not us, the general popularity of Zimbabwe.
Anyazikuzwamanduna ukuthi ngikubambe kancane, and let me go to, move over. Ontanga liyamuzwa umnumzana uKelvin Manduna uyasho ukuthi ngombono wakhe uhulumeni nokhanya ngani uyaphambanisa. But joining me in studio is another activist, young gentleman, umnumzana uStevens Vanda. Svanda, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwabatsha, mnumzana, unjani?
Ngiyabonga, kunjani saphile Zimbabwe?
Hayi, siyaphila thina, ngilethemba njalo ukuthi abalaleli bona bayaphila. Steven, singakathinta udaba olukhona egudwini namhlanje. Can you tell me ukuthi isimo okwamanje sinjani ngale Zimbabwe?
Ya, okwamanje ngathi isimo sibuthule Zimbabwe. Ngesinye ngathi ku-tense impact internally. Ngaphandle kwabantu babona kuyingani into zilungile, but ngaphakathi sibilisile into kazibanga kuhle. Singakhayela edolobheni laseHarare. Imini yanamhlanje bekulebutho ade libhotabhota phela imibhobho amapholisa ngathi emalokishini anjengasewarmthatha lasekwadlana ekula maphoyisa njalo etown e-CPT bekule-riot adiinnina nje.
Sike saxoxa Steven, wangitshela ukuthi wena ubona ngani hhayi kuqakathekile ukuthi abontanga baphume ngobuningi babo baqhubekele phambili betshengisela. Do you still have the same, do you still stand by the same position?
Yes, I do stand with my position. My youth as Zimbabwe must rise up and defend their territory at the same time, save the next generation. We are one of the kind of women who must make a lot more of Zimbabwe. We have about 5 more years than people say it's a mountain. We've been let down the next generation. So we have to stand up, have our voice heard, have our mind realize about coming out about living on this life is that they want done.
Manje, Steven, njengoba siyabona abantu abasha are being killed, abantu abasha are being hurt, abantu abasha are being arrested. Do you feel ukuthi ukutshengisela lokho is worth it? Is there no alternative means to get what we want?
Yeah, if I can take you back to the Josiah Tongogara era, the JZ era, ama youth wakho asukuma yakhuluma. As much as I'm concerned about the struggle, the voices may be suppressed. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that, and the struggle is not all that easy. It's not an easy walk. Mm-hmm. We have to expect anything, our rescue, expect death, expect our prison life. Yabo.
What so, nina, Stephen, nina njengabantu abasakhulayo eZimbabwe, what is the point of the protest? Nifunani?
As I'm used to now, we want an independent state.
Mm-hmm.
As so much as I'm concerned, this Zimbabwe is an independent nation, but if people long for freedom, we are not free in Zimbabwe. If you speak your mind, you get arrested. If you try to demonstrate, you get beaten. At times, you are killed. You talk of the Ted Zamara today. He's not known putting up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just tonight, now, want a free nation, want an independent state, you know, mm-hmm. whereby we can express our views freely, whereby we can actually demonstrate, whereby we can actually take the state that we want to allow my indirectly, like it's what one other is. So, you know, if you go for a demonstration, you get arrested. You know, by doing so, the state is actually trying to demoralize Abanye Afuna Wenza the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want is a free nation and independent job.
Okay, what's in Ubambe Gangane, Stephen? Thank you so much, Mungeno, Sir Ubambe Gangane, and it's Sir Gwemanj. Manduna, Yamuzu, Stephen.
Yamuzu.
What do you have to say about that?
I think he's really speaking for the plurality of our youth in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Our young people want to enjoy the freedoms that their peers elsewhere around the world are enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom to express themselves, then they can be creative, even to create their own jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that in a free and open society.
Mm-hmm.
What we are seeing here is the government trying to recreate a Rhodesia of the 1960s with security branch and pieces of legislation that are archaic.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't work in the 21st
century. So then what is the solution? Is it about changing the government, or is it about having the government to listen to the people?
Well, the solution is very difficult, Mike. This, I hear people saying changing the government. I don't know how feasible such a solution
why?
Is. How do you do it?
Mm.
What are people suggesting when they change the government? How?
Mm-hmm.
What is the mechanism to achieve it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or are we to follow what is there constitutionally? He was elected and mm-hmm. so on, and whether people are happy with it or not. And he himself, I feel myself, should rather reshuffle his cabinet
mm-hmm.
As a matter of urgency
mm-hmm.
and maybe bring on different faces that can really help him to move the needle.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he has appetite to do that, I'm not convinced he has. He hasn't shown to be a decisive president who moves with urgency when matters require. He's very aloof,
mm-hmm.
and that seems to be his approach. So
right.
I'm not optimistic.
Okay. We'll take you back, and then we'll come back to you. We have a caller, Mtereri. Hello, we welcome you to our program. Hello, Mtereri Muripe.
Hello.
Yebo.
Hi,
what are you for? Murite.
Hi, it's Norara, Mama Gadiniwo.
Hi, why is Tripo? Karam Jifara. Aruku Taura Parnar Indian.
Indika Samula is Kanye.
Alright, Waka Sangula. Sakamapinda Gamchurongwa Baba Tuze, oh, Moundering. Saka imini maondero yenyu kuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevechidiki kuri kubatsira here?
Ni pamavonero angu handioni pane pembedzo because zvacho zviri kuitika kana vanhu vakazama kuungana semaunganiro avari kuita kuzama kuti vasunganidze vaite chisungo one vava kupindirazve vava kurohwa saka kurohwa nekuurawa upenyu hwavamwe kahuri kutorasika
saka todii manje nekuti at some stage point vanhu vanofanira hurumende anofanira kutiteererakaa Aiwa, takunzwa iwa kazangula, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Maita basa zvei.
Yamuzi ukazangura.
Yamuzi. And Mike, I think for Zimbabweans, the question we really want to ask is, what happened that Mnangagwa decided to pursue a scorched earth policy like this? This is a president who did 27 trips abroad, preaching this message of open for business, meeting with ambassadors, etc. What has forced this U-turn? Is something at play that is causing these policy gymnastics?
What do you use? Is all the time Mongameli said Twitter. Is say, okay, I, of course, there were things that happened, isn't or went wrong. What was always cut the national dialogue, Labantu from churches, ama political parties, achieneo. Is that a right move for him? Is that something that can bring the country to ease? Is that something that can move in the right direction for Abantu Basakulayo?
I mean, it's a right move if it's followed up by action. But we are finding that this president, he talks a lot, but he delivers little. He's very good on telling the audience what they want to hear. From the time of the elections, wherever, which audience he's speaking to, he tells them what they want to hear, but he's very weak on following up with action. And the people of Zimbabwe are asking for action. We don't want to hear, I want to talk. Tell us, I have set an appointment with Chamisa, and we are meeting next week. This is what people want to hear. Or I'm meeting with civil society next week. Tell us the people who are arrested, give them bail as a gesture. Right? This is what people want to see is action, not just promises of dialogue on Twitter, which I don't know if people have access to.
They do now. Go to Hoti Gitatumlaleli and then we'll come to you, Babu Gelebe, to Abakoda, go Facebook. And Ruguzo, what's name? Terry, Silomlaleli, Kola Kola, hello, Mapinda Mchirongo, Sungeni, Levut, Hello, Labasakula.
Thank you very much.
Yes, this is Ndian Baba.
Brian Mabuko.
Ramabuko, Zurufambe.
Zurufamba.
Murkupi kwacho, murkufundra murkupi.
Ndiku Guruve.
Guruve, right. Baba mapinda mchirongwa chevechidiki. Tipeo kama ondreni.
Maoneri ndekuti vanhu varikushungurudzwa zvisingaite. Saka takida kuchikumbiro chekuti Sadaki ni EU wapindiri upanyali takafana nizizi both urumendi ya panduke la kuzero zivano.
Saka muruko na vechidiki last week ni msue mvuru waka buda waka norati zira wangu waka roa wangu waka sungwa wangu pane 12 waurawa nema wondre yu kurati zira kukuruku itua kukuruku batira ere
kurati za uku kurukubatsira nokuti mamiriro akaita zvino munyika anaumira zvakanaka saka vanhu vaita kuratidzira kwangu asina dambudziko nokuti vanhu vane nyuduto mumwoyo mavo zvinofanira kugadziriswa nehurumende but hurumende yashandura zvinhu yakurova vanhu vakuuraya vanhu haisi ndiyo ansa inofanira kunge ichitaurwa nevanhu kana zvine hurumende kuvanhu saka taida kukumbira kuti hurumende igadzirise matambudziko ane nyunyuto dzevanhu kwete kuuraya vanhu nokuti ishu yapa kuti vanhu varatidzire ishu yekuti president vaka anaunsa price ye fuel ndiyo ya raise everything kusvika pakasvika apo kusvika kuti vanhu vazovurawa saka vanhu vakaratidzira vaine inyunyuto yekuti vagadziriswe matambudziko avarikusangana nawo ndo vane nyaya yedu ipapo.
Alright, haiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vamabuko. Thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa baba.
Maitabasa.
Vamuzi mabuko uti nombono wake ukutshengisela lokhu kumele kuqhubele phambili njalo kuyasiza wena uthini?
Wamabuko zve Sadik ni eude mambo ita steady.
Why we should adjust?
We've been down that road
mm-hmm.
for years now.
Mm.
Sadik this, tribunal, blah blah. They are not the solution for us.
Mm.
If you look in Sadik right now in the region, we have several countries in a disastrous situation. We have just had an election in DRC mm-hmm. disputed.
Yeah.
Sadik is there again.
Mm-hmm.
Madagascar is another case.
Mm-hmm.
Sadik is there again. They don't provide... Who are the people you ask themselves, the heads of state in many of the countries of Sadik?
Mm-hmm.
Are they under a cloud?
Mm-hmm.
So to ask them to now provide a solution for you, I think is a bit far-fetched. We have to find a solution at home amongst ourselves.
Kanjani ngoba abantu bayabulawa, abantu bayazama, abantu bathi hayi sisikhulumile, sivotile, abanye bayathi hayi sivotile kodwa ivote yami yatshontshwa. Kanjani? How do you fix an issue like this?
I think let's see what is the reaction now that the president is back on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how the people engage him. I think the opposition now has to also step up to be the voice of the people here in a much more constructive and forceful way in how they can engage the government. And right now, you cannot tell we have MPs.
Mm-hmm.
They are quiet. They have been fighting for Amatizet and cars.
Mm.
But now here comes the national issue. Where are they?
No, but even when we're talking about Utabalolo, you just brought up our MPs.
Right.
You spoke about Utsubunangani. It's important that MDC come out in with their strength.
They now
but
need to.
Abanye are in hiding. Jigbaya shawa abaya bosh.
Yes, but you know these things now call for bravery from the leading lights of civil society and opposition.
Mm.
They have to now lead from the front.
Mm-hmm.
It can be students and so on who are leading from the front.
But even when you say about e civic society, nangu Ivan, nangu Chafet Moyo, bonke bayabosh.
This will happen.
Obunangangu
wababoshwa at one point as well.
Mm-hmm.
But today they are the ones leading.
So utukumele bakqine vele.
They have mele bakqine. And I know it sounds selfish, I'm saying it in the safety of my of your
South America. Mm-hmm.
But this is the only way we can move things forward. The opposition, their leaders, they have to engage this government
mm-hmm.
now. Beyond to say, you must talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go beyond that now. The people have no other outlet beyond the protesting.
All right. Regai tuone woka kutimi, vati ruedu murukti chipa ma Facebook page edu akasiana siana. Pa VOA State DS7, mbonu Nancy Moritz, uti live streaming from Murambinda kubuhera uko. Aiwa, mapinda mchurongwa sisi Nancy, thank you so much. No, maposa rukti, good evening, H Zimbabwe. So, kata zigilu Noel. Peter Makuleke aruti takati ti watching from South Africa, Cape Town. Zhukufamba ere mkoma Peter. Baba Flo Terere aruti watching from Rome. Hey wena, aruku Italy uko. Simba aruti live streaming from Nyika. Kubikita uyu wofo chishaya aruti urikwa. Ndiani kwa iwacho mkoma wisat. Aiwa, tukuo na masamenu. Ekasin letu LVO indevele. Welcome shy uti. Where do you broadcast from? Sagazela lapa. Sigwele meliga mnumzana. A Voice of America. Kotwa we broadcast to Zimbabwe. Daily, every day. Monday through Sunday. Eli Talki Kona. Monday through Friday. Umsagazwe Studio 7. Indaba zetu eze sindevele. Njalo eze shona. Zikona njalo. Umsagazwe nwetu uwe Studio 7. Monday through Monday. Vele ngzati Monday through Monday. Ngengo zikona 7 days a week. Andelin Svanda uti, hi there, watching from South Africa, can you call me? Hi, it's a good thing, Svanda, ungasabi. Tukuzo, tine mtereri, we have another collector mweni, kola mtereri, mapinda mchurongwa.
Hello.
Yes, baba, how are you?
Oh, sabona, kunjani.
Hai, nyapila, unjani, putom.
Awa, nge toko za kulu, awa, nge toko za utoma kuluma na ugusle, labandu wana chaleli, wena baba, maiku wove.
Wati ngezi guest game, mfundisi lo, angiti guri chat moe.
Yes.
Azishe, wena mfundisi, skipan.
Awa, azikipi luto, azikipi luto, awa, azikipi luto. No, indo mfuna kicho, ne baba, the way mfuna ngakona, la pakulizo la kiti, la pae Zimbabwe, for... kwa kubanda abacha age yetu le abazalwa since 1980 until yamhlanje the way ngibona ngakhona angeke sizuze lapha elizweni lela ngeke ukuthi se must kangela siyabona ukuthi abantu abatsha se bagcwele amanye amazwe baphumile lapha elizweni bafuna impilo. Even namhlanje uma ubona abantu bangena emastrikini bayenza zonke izinto leza indaba yokuthi bona bazula uhlungu bakwatile. So that's why bona izinto ziyenzeka lapha ekhaya. Kusho ukuthi uma ubona abantu abatsha bayenza into ezifana lezo. Sinabafo abaningi basebenza imali bayirholayo nje ekhaya ayibayenzeli nex, and abanye bafuna ukuthi bayeke umsebenzi ukuthi kungcono bahlale, abanye bathi kungcono sihlale siyolima. Ngingeke ukuthi imali le siyasebenza umsebenzi omkhulu mara imali yakhona ayisebenzi. So uyobona ukuthi izinto ezifana lezo izinto ziswa abantu abatsha obuhlungu. And even masikhangela namhlanje uyabona mabakhangisela lapha endleleni bayenza zonke izinto. Abantu baningi abantu abatsha, kuthi abantu abatsha bakwatile nabo bafuna kubonisa ukuthi uhulumeni nathi sikhona sibhekeni sikhangeleni nathi sifuna something. Bafundile abaningi bayenzile yonke into and namhlanje the way bayenza ngakhona kuphumelele. Even ma baphumelela amanye amazwe umsebenzi ayikho, akusilula ukuthi ma ufundile elizwe lakho ma ufika kufanele ukuthi uye South Africa kuphina kuphi, akusilula ukuthi uyothola umsebenzi lapho uyofika uhlale mhlawumbe ugcine uthengisa amabanana. And siyabona abosesi bethu the way bayenza ngakhona the way baphathwa ngakhona into embi khulu. So into yenzeka lapha elizwe lakithi into esohlungu, mara the way ngibona ngakhona isikhathi sokuthi thina abantu baseZimbabwe or thina abasha wonke umuntu even nina abakhulu isikhathi sokuthi sikhona ukubambana, sikhona ukuba neplan eright. Iplan yokuyenza ukuthi ukusasa maybe izukulwana lezi abantwana bethu sinabo bakhona ukuphila impilo ehle. And even ma ubona nje yonke into ayikhambi kahle for thina abantu bayenzile bayenza yonke into mara bahlezi emakhaya ile misebenzi nayo ayitholakale. Kusho ukuthi nabazali bafundisile abantwana abana into inobadangi yokuthi umuntu onasemphile ingqondo zokuthi ayofunda mara inzuzo azikho.
Wathi ngikubuze ke mfundisi uShilo wathi abasakhulayo baganunu wabo bakwatile bazondile ba they feel ubuhlungu, they feel pain. So usethibona abasakhulayo are now using you know protest as a means ukutshengisa uZulu ukuthi hayi thina we don't feel right with the way that things are going ekhaya. Kodwa ukutshengisela lokho abanye bathi akuyasiza, abantu bathi akusizi. Wena uthini ngalokho, ubona ngani kuyasiza na abantu abasha kwele Zimbabwe? Ubona ngani uhulumeni uzalalela na izikhalazo zabantu abasha njengoba usebonile ukuthi izinto azimanga ekuhle ngekhaya, abantu abasha hayi they don't feel great?
Ya ngiyathokoza ngamazwi lawo. The way ngibona ngakhona vele ya ukunjengisela kwabantu bayakhombisa uhulumeni kuyabone. Ngiyazi ukuthi uhulumeni angeke abalalele, angeke asilalele kunini senze nje fale, mara the way abantu bayenziwe ngakhona wabona yonke iminyaka abantu baseZimbabwe abazange bayenze ukunjengisa into fale, bakuchisa izinto bayenzani. Sazi ukuthi ukuchisa into ayisinto irayithi, asiyivumeli nathi. Mara ngikunceka ukuthi abantu ma bahlupheka kufana nomuntu ma muntu ahlupheka even emulilweni uyangena, mara the way angakwenza ngakhona sazi ukuthi uhulumende angeke akho alalela, angeke abe nendaba ngendaba nabantwana nabantu baseZimbabwe. Even ma ukhangela before ngithi wonke umhlaba waseZimbabwe abantu bonke baphumile, ma wabona lapho emfulo naselinipopo abantu bayafela lapho, abantu abaziwa sasezakhamba uyibona amathambo abantu ukuthi abantu bafuna isi, bafuna isizo kuthi uhulumeni akhona ukubalalela. Mara sazi ukuthi uhulumeni wakhithi angeke aze alalele. So the way into ngibona ngakhona kuna abantu abasha even ma bayenza istrike bafuna ukukhombisa ukuthi uhulumeni nathi ilizwi lethu sifana lizwa kale njengabo the way bayenze ngesikhathi lesa. So isikhathi ukuthi naye uhulumeni abone azale plan. Even namhlanje uma ubona ubona abantu bayabethwa, abantu bayalimaza, abantu bayenza zonke izinto bathi abantu bayitontile impahla yabo yamasoldier or neyamapolice angeke kuyenzeka into efanele. So into ethi ifuna kuhulumeni akhone ukuthi akhona ukulalela izikhalo zabantu. Ma wona uma umuntu uhulumeni ungalali izikhalo zabantu bakho and ukubusa kwakho angeke kube nempumelelo. Ungakhona ukuyenza mara ekugcineni wena ngokwakho uze kuzohlunga. The way kuyenzeka izinto zeZimbabwe la sibasibona ngakhona the way bayenza ngakhona uhulumeni uthi yena unamandla amaningi uhlupha abantu baningi, mara the way ukuhamba kwesikhathi yonke into le izobuyela yena nabantu bakhe labo. The way asakhona naye uNkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi no
ipinde pale ayisinto iright abantu bayakwata bafuna into umuntu uzokubaphatha kahle umuntu uzokubafuna ngikunokuthi into yokungena esihlalweni
ungeniswe
ngabantu futhi uma abantu bawungeniswe esihlalweni futhi ubalalele ufake ukuthi yenze into bayifunayo so yinto siyibonayo asithi abantu sitshise izinto mara uma ubona abantu basezingobenza njalo sikhambile yonke indawo ubona abantu bayasongola even abantu basebenza banosebenza nje any amazwi wami okugcina ngifuna ukugudlela izwi lasezimbabwe ukuthi basezimbabwe no lava asebenzayo asibekezeleni ngikungeke ukuthi masayekela umsebenzi or size la sakhumbula 2009 abantu baningi bakhambile amazwi abazali bathola ukuphalo so ukuhlungu uma umuntu uyasebenza uhola imali ephasa abantwana ukuthi bakhambele isikole abantwana sebaningi bahlezi
10 seconds ufundisi qeda phela
uNkulunkulu akhona ancede ilizwe laseZimbabwe mhlawumbe kungakhamba kuhle ngamanye amalanga
hayi siyakuzwa mfundisi thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo lwabasha
siyathokoza kakhulu nami ngisebutsha angithi angikafiki 40
so good welcome uhlelo lolwethu angithi
yeah, I think it's yeah. Now, fundisa bathuma kuba bathi bathuma ku 20 until nami ngisemusa ngisene eminye eminyaka eminingi kuthi ngikhona ukuphambukela ngale.
No good. Thank you so much mfundisi. Yeah. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. Angithi masidibane nge same time same place next week angithi.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Umzwile hothi before I come to you actually let me go to umnumzana uSteven ngoba usakhona ecingweni. Sibanda angithi usakhona ecingweni. Steven, usakhona ecingweni na Steven Zwanda? Oh, angiyazi ukuthi uSteven. Okay, let me come to you, Mandula.
Mike, one thing that stands out to me is that the current leadership that we have ekhaya once faced themselves a similar government, which was not a listening government, which was prepared to suffer sanctions of a worse kind than what,
we're going through,
would not listen. And they themselves are repeating the same mistake. And they must recall them to get action and movement out of Osmith, they had to go to the bush. So I think even Amma's protests that we are doing are light compared to what they had to do to get a government which has similar tendencies to they themselves to come and sit down at the table and negotiate and change course. So it's very striking to me. One other thing Umfundisi is saying when he talks of diaspora, I know we talk a lot of the suffering of the people at home. One thing we never touch on, and one day we will investigate it, I hope, in one of your shows, the suffering of our diaspora. We just say they are sending 900 million in remittances. But we have a lot of broken people who are in the diaspora.
Of course.
People who have broken marriages.
Of course.
People who have not gone home for years. What is the psychological cost?
Who are separated from their families.
You understand? So there has been, this government has exacted a big cost on Zimbabweans. A huge cost that we can't even quantify. At home and abroad.
Okay, well, what's the touch of Mlaleli? What's name Terry Mlaleli? Uko Nekling Wenny. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mtereri. Muripo, Erepar Nariapo.
Nariapo.
Kola, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, ma pinda mchurongwa.
Mchurongwa. Ini dangantida kuti bangurube kuti ndaizvaita kuti vakuru venyika wacho kavanyaka kugara pasi vonyaka kumboona kuti zvatokuita izvi zviri kufadza vanhu vari kufadza vanhu va
zita ndiani baba zita ndiani
poita pakutaurirana pakati pemapato ese dzematongero enyika wemachechi voyaka kuonesana kuti nyika ingafambe sei
mudhara ndati zita ndiani
ndijo
Mkoma Joe, chendra nyumberi mati, mamshiti.
Tangali chiti, dai wanyo sakushandi sawu, mwea wechina matu. Kuti, wanwaru wadziwa. Kwa shio ono niti miyo chaka itika masonda afura ayaka. Mwea sakupungisi sawu, kuti zatiru kita isi. Wanzo hiku wafaza ere, kana utavisu wafaza bozi. Iko zvinezvi kwatiri kuno kumabhazi ewo asitombofamba kumashopu ari kutengeka mafuta ari kutangira pa$20 saka daiwanisa kugarawo pasi
muri kukwacho kuzimbabwe mukomana
kuti
joichatengai
kuti nyika ikwanise kuenda mberi zvakanaka
nai muri kupi kwacho kuzimbabwe
ndiri kwahoti kwamandeya
ndakutobvunza nekuti nhasi handiri hurumende yakaunzawo mabhazi manyowanayo mazupko saka ndanichida kuziva kuti muri kuchema muri kuti hamuna transport asi mahurumende yakaunza mabhazi seiko
mabazi ari muHarare dzimwezimbo zhinji hadzina zvakaita kukumba misha kune varimi kune vamwe mabhizinesi vanofambawo dheyo vachienda kumabasa hakutomborine mabazi
saka sezvo vechidiki muri munhu wechidiki here
ndiripo vechidiki
aha saka ndimi kama amuchiratidzira kane vhiki rapera
aiwa zvekuratidzira taisi kuratidzira patanga tongoona zviri kuitika pama saisai nekungonzwawo pamanyuzi
saka ndiudzewo imi semunhu wechidiki pamunoonawo vamwewo vechidiki vachibudawo vachinoratidzira migwagwa umo nemaondero enyu chii chinofanira kuitika kuti hurumende iteerere zvichemo zvevechidiki
chinofanira kungoitika saka kuita kuti hurumende yacho itakunyatsa kuona kuti vanhu vari kumbochemera chii chii chavari kuda wogara pasi woonesana kuti zvekuda izvi womboedza kuitawo zviri kuda vanhu vacho ndozvamaonero angu inini wachishandisa mweya hwemwari bhosi kana pasina mweya wamwari unoshanda mumunhu ka zvinongoramba zvakaomba ende hapana anomboita pfungwa dzekuti ngatiite izvi zvinoita kuti vanhu vange vachikwanisa kurarama zvakanaka zvinogona kuti tawese kupfuura zvakaitika last week izvi
aiwa mukoma joe tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa pane vamwe vavateereri vakabata parunhare handiti baba mufone zvekare next week tinenge tanga tokumirirai so umnumzana lapo uJoe uya achiti hai ngombono wake spirit is needed prayer is needed utini wena kuprogram
I don't work
mwana usicho kanjani
this government to appeal to their good, they have no good nature they don't have it and if you want a clear example, you saw Chiwenga's response to the striking nurses. He told them, go to work or you're fired. There's no, and we have said there's no empathy from this government. They don't have empathy for the people. Mnangagwa, when he had people on the streets and he's abroad, he just turned the plane around. I'm going home. There's chaos. But he continues.
What do we in the most? He can't throw these doubles. What's he saying?
He will be embarrassed there. That is why. He has sent him to Lidgo and take the embarrassment.
Whatever Kasile to Avant Batsini Uterimoyo Uti, yes please, plus send the army back to their barracks, that would be a great sign. U George Dewe Uti Chamisa is the solution. Usera uti maswera sei muri Zimbabwe aiwa sisera tinogamuchira muchirongwa uTennyson Sibuye uti watching from South Africa khoimora sengisiti khoimora how is it going there Tennyson ulamike kavia uti watching from Botswana Dumelang Purwami unu life jumbo uti watching from Kariba u Stanford uti watching from South Africa right ontanga early on I'm sure a lot of people have witnessed izinto ezenzakala kule Africa indaba lena abantu abasakhulayo who go to the streets and protest is not just a Zimbabwean story abantu abakwele South Africa labo they've done it abantu abasemazweni acheneyo labo they've done it now Kelvin this incident that happened last week made young Africans people from different parts of the African continent feel ukuthi hey labo they must pay attention to the Zimbabwean story young people took to social media. I saw some South Africans, abantu abafana labo Pearl Tusi, one of the musicians, Nasty C, all these prominent people were all saying either pray for Zimbabwe or raising awareness based on what happened in Zimbabwe. Omunye wangkhona is an artist and a poet. Ibizo lakhe nguNomo Ndeskaya. Right. So, Ontanga, before we go further with this issue and we talk about it from an African context, let's take a look at what Nomo Ndeskaya had to say about Zimbabwe.
Right.
Her name is Zimbabwe, the youngest out of all of Azania's children. She's on fire. At a time when she offered refuge to many a countries, many a continents, not even South Africa can umbrella the light that is burning against her own. She's on fire. Yes, people say that they have no internet connection, but don't lie. It is trending their screams. It is trending their cries. It is trending their hunger. It is trending their blood. It is trending their prayers. Where is God? Where is that white Jesus? Where is the Bill of Rights? Where is that freedom? And by the time that they decide to jump the border, we as South Africans will be screaming, xenophobia, because they're coming to steal our jobs, they're coming to steal our peace, they're coming to steal our land. At a time where such is happening, they're not supposed to live at a place where their mother is set alight. She's on fire. She's not giving up, she's still holding on. But by the time the internet is back on, by the time the lights are switched on, by the time the sun is replaced back into the heavens, she will be nothing but a graveyard. Multiple coffins and trending hashtags again. But she's on fire. She is on fire on earth. She is on fire. It is hell. She is on fire. Her children are hungry. She is on fire. She doesn't understand what she did wrong. Her only sin being black. Her only sin being righteous. Her only sin breathing. She's on fire. Slowly burning from the inside out. Destroying her spirit. Making her give up. She is on fire. Our family members are on the other side. And it is quite a blessing when we can get that text message that says they're all right in the morning. Our family members are on the other side. And we are unable to call. Our family members are on the other side. And we don't know if we'll see them again by nightfall. Our family members are on the other side. And they can't see their future. Because Azania's last born is on fire. We can't subject it to just a hashtag. When we are free, can't we do something for them? When we are free, can't we free our brothers and sisters? When they did so much for us. But she is on fire. And by the time the lights are back on, it'll be misty black.
Now, Ngunomonde Sky Uyashuthi, she is on fire. That was a poem that she did last week. Lapho ubulembu bokuxhumana, the internet was turned off in Zimbabwe, and she's saying, she was scared because she couldn't tell whether her family was okay on the other side of the border. What do you think? Tell us what you think. At Nomo the Sky is her username. Follow her on social media. Balani Milayezelo in the comment section. Miss Chaluti. Umbono enu. Mailana nge poem ega Nomo the Sky. What is it? Right. Undanga. Now we're talking about the African story now. When we're talking about the protests. The protests are not unique to Zimbabwe. African youth all over the continent have taken to the streets and protests for different reasons, of course. For example, when in South Africa, they had the Fees Must Fall movement. Lapho abantu abasakhulayo felt ukuthi school fees was getting way out of hand. It was way too expensive. Baphuma ngobuningi babo. They were all protesting. It got violent. Uhulumende had to respond. And of course, Uhulumende responded appropriately. Abanye bathi sibone Umalusi Gigaba last year, when he was finance minister, in the announcement in Kalagata City, e-school fees might, and we're talking tertiary education, not just primary and secondary, tertiary education was going to be next to free. Right, so joining me in studio to help me discuss this, not just with Kelvin Manduna, but we have another reporter here from Voice of America, Umnumzana Edward Rema. Eddie, welcome.
What's up, Mike?
What's up? Why you say?
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much for joining us. So, what we're talking about today is the protests on the youth continent. Like I said, we've seen young people take out to the streets in Zimbabwe recently. Last week, young people are on the forefront. One of them actually recently, you know, there's his story. Kevin Shorter was told he was one of the people that died. Are these protests helpful for young people?
Well, one thing I would say to the Zimbabwean youth, number one, they have been able to test the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So they've tested it and they think apparently they can do something beyond what they tested so that they can achieve their hopes, their aspirations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen this happening across the entire African continent.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen young people changing regimes in Tunisia. We've seen young people changing regimes in Egypt. These are Arab countries where people never thought that even protests would be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing what is happening in Khartoum right now. Mm-hmm. Who ever expected anything like that to happen in a country like Sudan? So what is happening is that the continent itself, the majority of the population on the continent is the
young people.
They make up close to over 60%, and they keep seeing their dreams
being shattered.
So, and that's why right now there's this movement of young people. They're using all kinds of
social media,
so their internet, and they see what is happening in Zimbabwe might inspire other people in DRC, for example. They might inspire people in Uganda. In Uganda, we saw young people protesting together with Bobby Wine, a popular musician. But, well, they were crushed, but that did not stop them from going on. So this is a movement that is growing on the African continent, and I hope at the end of the day, these young people will one time say, our efforts
at least.
Nyamuzi.
If we're going to talk about it from a Zimbabwean context, like you said, the protests have come time and time and time again. And of course, like Stephen Swanda said, there is a price that's going to be paid. Lives are going to be lost. Property is going to be broken. But it's all for the better, greater good of the cause. Do you think that this is beneficial with the government at hand? Do you think that, because I'll give you an example. Last week, some of the people that I was speaking to, they feel as though government responding with force is a sign Uhulumende is now on its back heels. Do you think that this protest, putting government on its back heels, is something that eventually will make government buckle?
It can make them buckle, or it can make them even worse. As you see now, our government has gone into survival mode. And it's like an animal which bays teeth now at you. All the pretenses of being open for business and democracy, they are gone now.
But he's still saying it's open for business.
he had to rush for the devil.
That is gone. So it can bring out the worst. And we saw it. And for me, you know, my other hat is as a legal, is my background. I don't like the avenue of protest. Because apart from Tunisia, if you recall, all the countries which went the Arab Spring way, look at Libya today. Look at Egypt. They've ended up again with the military. You understand? It's a blunt instrument. I would rather we go and that's how we strengthen our democratic processes. By turning over a government, but if it's an impeachment to happen, let it happen, etc. This is how our systems will get stronger. But when we go the protest way, it means our constitutional process has failed.
But it's a constitutional right to protest.
No, but it means that our institutions that are meant to govern policy and so on are not working. We have now had to go to the street and use a live ammunition and so on.
And in most cases, people go to that because they see it as their last
resort. Of course.
They've tried to use reasonable conversation and stuff.
Peaceful process.
And they end up not working. So the last resort is to go to the streets.
I agree with you totally.
Yeah. And the other thing I would add on is that right now, when you look at the African youth, most of them are educated. They've gone to school, but the problem is unemployment.
Of course.
So this also motivates them to try to see how they can take down the dinosaurs and probably bring in those fresh ideas so that they can prosper their countries.
Well, it's true, I think, for the urban youth. But you saw in our election, for many of our countries, we are still a rural majority.
Of course.
And I find the ruling parties take advantage of either illiteracy or poverty of our youth to buy them with goodies, a few trinkets, to vote a certain way. And I think that level of ignorance among our youth is still another challenge that we face. The Western model is not working for a lot of our countries. We just cut and paste it. But we are not Democrats or constitutional beings, in at least the ruling parties. It's not in their DNA to go that way. So this is the challenge, and you are seeing it across the continent, as Edward is saying.
We are based on abasakhulayo bona bathi abanye ba bayangena kuhlelo. And vanhu vari kutaura zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana vakawanda vanopinda pana Studio 7 vanhu vachitaiwa hurumende tsaneta nayo ichamisa ngaapinde hurumende tsaneta nayo ichamisa ngaapinde. Now earlier on you touched on how practical that is. Impracticality aside, how do we move forward as a country in a way that will generate I guess, a conversation between all stakeholders, especially abantu abasakhulayo.
I should first say I'm not optimistic. Mm-hmm. I have to say so. Because the attitude of the protagonists we are dealing with is not making me optimistic. Mm-hmm. Their track record doesn't lend me to... I can say, oh, we should dialogue as they're calling for, and they will listen. But they've never shown... They've been there for 40 years for us to understand how they behave. They are not of the listening type. Our doctors were on strike recently. Why did they not listen? If the caregivers... There's no more important constituents than this.
Okay.
That you listen to say, but they wouldn't listen.
All right. Ontanga, it looks like his cut sits pelile. Ontanga, sivalekile. We didn't even notice. Time's good when you have fun. Good night, Zimbabwe.